In today's environment, there are so many different ways that you can go about getting your body back to the state that you want it to be in. And there is just so many different avenues down the medical community, down the exercise community, but there's certain ones out there that I don't believe a lot of people know about. And today we are going to learn quite a bit about a new type of treatment for you or lifestyle. And even though I'm calling it new, it's just new to you. I'm Dr. Jason Alvian, and this is Structurally Sound. Well, today we've got Dr. Shivani Gupta with us. And Dr. Shivani, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's a great pleasure to have somebody with your background on here. I know about the type of medicine that you do. I know a lot of people don't, and it's wonderful. Dr. Shivani, let's talk about Ayurvedic medicine. Just go briefly into what that is, and then we're going to really dive deep into you.
Sure. So Ayurvedic medicine is a system of medicine from India that's over 5,000 years old. So just like we have traditional Chinese medicine with acupuncture and Chinese herbs, in India, they had their own system and it encompassed surgery, it encompassed nutrition, diet, lifestyle, detoxification. It's a sister science to yoga. And so I always get excited about teaching people the nuggets of wisdom from the system because it's kind of vast. Ayurveda is pretty vast. But if you can understand the key points of it that you can apply to your daily life, you can have really huge, profound shifts when it comes to your health.
Yeah, this type of work is amazing. I was teaching massage therapy for quite a few years, and this was one of the things that we talked about in class. I mean, I didn't teach it because I didn't learn it, but I talked about the history and where it came from and the doshas and everything. So I want to make sure that we get into this today, how it can help people. And really, let's start with you. How did you get into this?
Sure. So I'm from Houston, Texas. I grew up a typical American girl to an immigrant family. And every year growing up, we'd go back to India to see my parents, their brothers, their sisters. And each time we went to India, my grandma, every time we had a health issue, let's say your stomach was upset or you hurt yourself, she always had a natural remedy for us. And of course, growing up in America, I thought she was weird. I thought it was random, but it always worked. And so then as I grew older and had my own health issues, I ended up taking antibiotics chronically through high school for all sorts of sicknesses. And by the time I reached college, my gut was just destroyed and I couldn't understand it. I always said, I have a weak immune system. I don't know what to do. And so post-college, I was just so desperate. And I was sick in India one time and the doctors were giving me 13 medications with crazy antibiotics. And I said, you know what? I don't think I'm going to go for your solution this time. And they were shocked. And I realized we have to advocate for our health. And I looked around. I was like, aren't we in the land of Ayurveda and yoga? Don't you guys have other solutions you could be offering me right now? And that's when I took a deep dive. So I went and studied Ayurveda at the feet of the gurus in India. And I kept asking the questions like, how do you fix the immune system? How do you repair the gut? What do you mean that you want us to do 5,000 things a day? There's not that many hours. Like, simplify this for me. We're all living modern lives. And so I got so passionate about it. I did my master's in Ayurvedic sciences here after college. And then I did my PhD on turmeric. And so I'm known as the turmeric girl because I'm obsessed with turmeric. I'm obsessed with spices. And then I'm also now really trying to show people the holistic way to use Ayurveda within our daily busy lives.
Oh, wow. PhD in turmeric. That's just, I know a lot of people have heard about that and they know it's a spice, but I know it has a lot of properties in it that are just really good for the body. So we're going to talk about that in just a little bit, but I wanted to pull up your profile here. And you talk about you witnessed overscheduled lives. And on this show here, it's called Structurally Sound. It's about structuring your life to best suit you. So what do you mean by you noticed overscheduled lives? Yours, other people's, what was going on?
everyone. You know, I was born into a family of entrepreneurs. So my parents were always working around the clock. They worked retail hours. Mm-hmm. I think it's the story of most immigrant families that the parents work so hard to build a financial foundation. And then here I am, I just turned 40, and I'm raising kids, trying to be an entrepreneur and have a successful foundation for them. So I think we all go through these cycles. And nowadays, in modern day times, we're inundated. You have social media, you have busy schedules. It doesn't matter what modern technologies have made home life easier. Still, the schedule's packed. And so what I'm always trying to show people is Ayurveda has given us powerful tools. We just have to apply them. We have to sleep on time. We have to give our bodies rest. We have to rest and relax sometimes, or really we're creating this breeding ground for chronic metabolic disease, and we're not serving ourselves in the end. And that's what I saw in my family. They worked so hard. They built such success. And guess what 60 plus looked like? It looked horrible. It was all the advanced stages of diabetes, amputation, cancer, stroke, heart attack. So I'm trying to just put the brakes on earlier for everybody.
Yeah, that's interesting. I remember being younger and my uncle had his 50th birthday. And I remember thinking like, wow, that's a long time. And just the older type of movements that you start seeing set in. And now I'm seeing people that are turning 50 and it's completely different. So you said you just recently turned 40. When was your birthday?
Last December.
Last December. 40.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got a birthday coming up in 2 months.
Yes.
Well, congrats. Mine's actually today. I just turned 45 and it is wonderful.
Happy birthday. That's well, awesome.
Thank you. So keep staying young and keeping young. That's a part of it. So with this type of medicine that you do, and I know that you're working with a lot of herbs and other things and oils, and there's just so many different things that can go down. How do you simplify it for somebody that doesn't know what it is?
So when I sit down with people, I do Ayurveda consultations, and my first goal is to understand their dosha. Your dosha is your individual mind-body constitution, and each person's different. And once you understand their dosha, you get a lot of data on them and a lot of understanding. And part of the goal is to explain to them, you are this nature and it's okay. Stop battling against your nature and trying to become something you're not. That causes a lot of friction. And then based on understanding their dosha, it's like, okay, well, this is your dosha. Let's get you into balance. Here are Ayurveda's tools from a self-care, from a food, from a sleep optimization standpoint, diet, nutrition, eating habits. We kind of look at the whole picture and I like to walk them through. And at the end, people feel whole and balanced and nurtured and nourished. And then I tell them, look, no one's perfect. No one's going to live this lifestyle day in and day out. I'm not perfect. So when you fall off the horse, you know what it feels like to feel incredible and you're going to crave it. So you have the tools to get back to that.
Oh, that's cool. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. There's three different doshas.
Yes. So there's three main doshas, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. Uh-huh. And then everyone has a sub dosha, which is one of those three, is your secondary dosha. Okay. And then some people are three doshic. Some people are balanced in the three.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. And how do you go through figuring this out? Is it a questionnaire? Is there tests that done? What is it how do you figure this out?
Yeah, I have the quiz on my website. You can visit my website, shivanigupta.com, and it's free right there. My goal is always to just give people the quiz, let them understand where they're at now, but then also have them understand where they were at childhood. And our goal is to reverse them back to their original dosha. That's when they're going to feel most at home in their bodies.
Okay. So you find that people try to work into a different dosha as they get older and, or not their true doshas per se? Well,
trauma, anything big can kind of shift you out of what you originally were. For me, it was motherhood, you know, gaining the 40 pounds to have kids and all this threw me out of my true nature. And it was a slow walking back towards the original. But when you're in that alignment of your true dosha and you're in balance with it, that's when life is moving and grooving and thriving.
Okay. Moving, grooving, and thriving. That's just what I think most people would love to be able to have. And what you do is such a natural thing. are there really any side effects to your type of medicine?
No, I mean, when we get deep into the herbs, I call them super herbs and super spices because people are obsessed with superfoods, but it's almost like a new world to them when I introduce them to turmeric and coriander and cumin and hing and all the spices that we utilize. Then you have to be a little careful because turmeric is a vasodilator. The contraindication is blood thinners, but generally these are food-based solutions. So there's no side effect to using Ayurvedic lifestyle practices.
Yeah. I mean, if you're eating natural stuff and we're made from nature, it should definitely have some good properties for you. Now these people come in, you do this consult with them. What does a plan look like with you? How many weeks, months, years?
You know, I like to work on them in a 6-week period because typically when someone's motivated with their health, they're motivated in that moment. They're not going to be motivated necessarily 3 months from now. There was some impetus, right? The impetus was either a diagnosis or someone close to them had something happen, or pandemic weight gain finally caused enough symptoms and issues that they're ready for a change because they're fed up with how they feel. So I like to work with them over 6 weeks. And over the years, I've done enough consultations that I realized, you know what, I'm kind of saying the same thing again and again. Mm-hmm. And so I created my program, Fusionary Method, and it's a 6-week program. And so I lead groups through that. And then if people don't want to do that, I do the individual consultations, and I'm happy to custom explain it to everybody. So I do both. But typically within 6 weeks, you can immerse yourself in this, apply it, feel incredible. Like I have a group right now and they're like, we feel fantastic. I'm like, okay, I just want you to crave that feeling. If you crave it enough, you'll maintain it. Because we can't just make people do things. They have to feel what it feels like in their bodies, and then they're going to want to maintain it themselves. That's how I get that compliance.
Yeah. One of the things that I've said for years is nothing tastes as good as healthy feels. So when you go in and eat something, you may have that immediate, oh, this tastes good right now. And within 20, 30 minutes after going in, you're like, I don't feel good anymore.
Exactly.
And I know we all fall off the boat and still do that from time to time.
Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, inflammation is that root cause. So I'm always educating on how inflammation is the problem, and we have to do everything we can to reduce it.
Anti-inflammatory diets, one of the best things out there. And it seems like you work from that with using herbs and spices as well.
Yes. Yes.
So are you teaching people what to add to their foods, or are they taking them in supplement forms?
You know, it's both. So when I teach people about food, Ayurveda is based on the gut health being the key to everything. So we call it Agni, or the digestive fire. Mm-hmm. And so that digestive fire has to be stoked every day. It has to be supported every day. We shouldn't have practices that squash it. So I tell everyone, no ice water before your meal, no iced tea. I know they offer that in restaurants. Ask for your room temperature water to keep that digestive fire ready to process and metabolize what you're about to eat. So a lot of it is about how you eat, because I don't like to sit there and dictate to people that they should be keto, paleo, Mediterranean. I think that food evolution is something that we can all learn and ebb and flow with a little bit. Uh-huh. But I do teach that you drop those inflammatory foods and you're going to get a good, quick result in terms of how you're going to feel. And then I also utilize herbs and spices. So when I was doing my PhD, I got obsessed with turmeric, and I kept telling everyone, you could just take turmeric and it'll fix that. And when I went out there to find a turmeric supplement for myself, I couldn't find one that was truly potent that moved the needle. And here in South Florida, I'm married into an all doctor, all surgeon family. And so one of my family members was like, why don't you prove to the world what you think is so true when it comes to turmeric? Why don't you make a turmeric supplement? And so I did. I went out there, I researched, and I thought, what if I could create something that could stand alongside the other anti-inflammatories out there, but without the side effects? And so I created my supplement line, Fusionary Formulas. It's right up there above me. But my goal was to put this in the hands of doctors so that they'd offer a natural solution to patients instead of those other solutions. So I do use Fusionary as a support tool if people need less inflammation, if they need sleep support eating less carbs and sugar and inflammatory things. But I also really do show people that if we can just cut inflammatory foods and add in a lot more plant-based, healing, nourishing foods, if we can add in spices, if we can add in variety, if we can eat seasonally, if we can eat according to our circadian rhythm, then all of a sudden everything comes into alignment. It doesn't have to be hard or expensive. It can instead just be us tuning in more.
Knowing who we are, and that's one of the things that people have lost, but it seems like you're going to help people learn who they are. That is wonderful. So this turmeric, you come into this, you do a PhD. How does that happen? How did this particular herb light your fire?
So I was in my herbs and herbology class in Ayurveda, in my master's, and we're studying hing does this and coriander does that, and these reduce heavy metals. As we're reading through the spices and discussing them, I thought, you know, I'm Indian. We eat these spices every day. That's so cool that our diet is built to give us all these benefits. Okay, you know, I can try to teach the world Indian cooking.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
But as we went through, I thought, gosh, there's actually magic in these plants. This is kind of insane. Mm-hmm. And when we hit turmeric, I was like, really? So turmeric's like the mother load. It does everything I need. And all these battles I've had my whole life with my health, I kind of think this is the solution. And if it's a solution for me, then maybe I could save my family. Then maybe I could save my mm-hmm. friend. And maybe these doctors who I love, they're all my family down here, maybe they could help people instead of doing what regular medicine does, which is just writing scripts for stuff, because those scripts that they write historically have hurt me. I've mm-hmm. not been able to take medicine for years because I couldn't handle the side effects in the end. And so I thought, okay, how do you give people turmeric in a way that works? And so what I learned in my PhD is a lot of people take turmeric, the spice, and they're putting it in their turmeric lattes. They're throwing it in their protein shakes. We use it in cooking. People sprinkle it on their chicken and on the eggs. But turmeric, the spice, is not effective enough if you want to significantly reduce inflammation. You need to pull the extract curcumin out of it. So then there's tons of curcumin supplements out there. And I thought, okay, well, they must be doing it right. Well, you need a healthy fat or a black pepper in there to increase the absorption. But not only that, the three curcuminoids that exist, only one of them, curcumin, reduces inflammation significantly. So what I realized was everyone's dropping all three curcuminoids in, they're dropping tons of turmeric powder, but none of them are willing to just isolate curcumin at the highest potency to drive a result. Okay. Why? Because it's expensive. That's what I learned. And so I thought, I'm going to try my crazy idea and just see what happens. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work, I'll stop. But what's fascinating is it totally works. I have tons and tons of people out there with their RA, their OA, you name it, a joint pain, and it's able to drive a result. So I'm really happy that we were able to prove that a natural herb and spice can drive such a powerful result. That to me is exciting. So I next want to approach like ashwagandha, which I think could significantly impact mood and hormonal imbalances and things like that. So if left to my own devices, I would just sit in my own lab and that's my favorite part of my job.
The mad scientist with herbs though. Yes. Yes. Well, you've talked me into it. I've got to get some of these, your supplements in my office, and I've got to try them, but also have them available to patients. Cause I mean, I get people that have inflammation all the time. They're like, what should I take? Advil, this, that. It's like, well, I can do the work here. And my suggestion is doing more ice and stuff at home when they're in that acute stage. But if they feel they can take something like this, and like you said, it's really only a big effect when somebody's on blood thinners or blood pressure medications.
Yes. Yeah, when they're on blood thinners like Coumadin, you would not take this because it also thins the blood. Okay. But for everyone else, they can take it.
Okay, so that's one thing I would need to look out for. I like that. So now, when somebody goes through your 6-week program, do you start the 6-week program every 6 weeks, or is it an ongoing where you get like a new group every week?
Oh, I couldn't do that. It takes a lot of energy and love to kind of hold space for the groups that I hold. I'm right now offering it twice a year. So we're doing it spring and fall, and we're considering offering it, you know, back to back like that, but giving me some breaks because it's a lot of teaching and I like to customize. So I offer a free Ayurveda consultation to everyone who signs up because truly Ayurveda is beautiful. The knowledge is beautiful. But if you aren't navigating through with your dosha, you're not going to win at the end. And also I'm finding that the women and the clients who I'm talking to, they're overwhelmed. A lot of them are health coaches. A lot of them are in the health and wellness space themselves, but they're so burnt out because they're serving and their cups are empty. So part of my job is just to give them that big reminder of you deserve this. You come first. This is your dosha. You need to honor it. This is how I need you to honor your dosha and customize based on the knowledge base I'm going to give you in the program. So we're probably starting next year going to be every 8 weeks doing the course.
Okay. So every 8 weeks, and the course goes for 6 weeks, and then that'll give you 2 weeks to kind of recharge yourself. And how many people do you allow to sign up for a class?
What's your cap? We've done a group of 30 max.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And honestly, I thought it was going to be too big, but there's such a camaraderie that happens when you bring the group together.
Oh, yeah.
They'll hold each other accountable. They'll call each other out. They'll create teams and support with love. It's a really beautiful dynamic that happens. So I have a very small group right now. It's just 5 women and it's sweet and they're very loving and nice, but I almost loved the bigger dynamic of the bigger group because there was a lot more fun happening there.
Do you ever do any work with men?
You know, I haven't yet. I've had one man do an Ayurveda consultation in my whole history of doing this. So I'm happy to work with men. It would be, for me, I'm a researcher and scientist in my brain. So I'm happy to unpack whatever I can there in terms of their health. But typically it's women who sign up for my program. So.
That's interesting. What do you think is the drive there? Why women do it more than men?
You know, I wonder if it's the terminology. A lot of what I'm teaching is self-care. Tea time is me time. Collect peace. I don't purport myself to be an expert on men. I am happily married. But the guy I'm married to is just, I focus, I operate, I succeed. Like there's not so much of the fluff there. You know? So I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, no, it's good to know. But I'm glad that you do work with anybody that will come in. That's that helps me on my end because you're located in Boca, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so you're not far from my personal office. Now, with doing this, do people have to come in, or do you do anything through online work?
The program's online and virtual, actually, and a lot of the Ayurveda consultations I do with the women in the program is virtual. So if someone's local and they want to meet me, I have an office in Deerfield Beach. Or I'll meet them for tea at a tea shop and we can do their Ayurveda consultation. Or I have different wellness centers around here that love for me to come in and do consultations there for their clientele. So it can be virtual or in person.
Oh, that's great. So you can work with anybody from anywhere, not just, unlike me where I have to put my hands on people to adjust them, but that's great that you can do this with anybody. So anybody listening out there, if you're in California, if you're in Idaho, doesn't matter where you are, you can work with Dr. Gupta here. This is great. So turmeric, now, as far as the doshas go, when somebody learns what they are and, they have to have a different type of changing their lifestyle. When you're talking about times for eating, do like one dosha tend to do better with eating in the morning, one's better in the afternoon? What does that look like?
For sure. So it's interesting. When I was doing my master's, my professor said to me once, 90% of Americans are vata imbalanced. And I was so shocked. I was like, what are you talking about? That's insane that 90% of this country is vata imbalanced. She goes, no, it's true. Look around you. And so I usually approach everyone from a vata first perspective. It's rare that I find a true kapha. who needs that GUFA balancing. Although I believe that the pandemic is going to create a ton more GUFA imbalance, a ton more heaviness, depression, that kind of heavy energy in people. Mm-hmm. I find there's tons of pittas out there. The pitta person's a fiery, entrepreneurial, go-getter type of person, but their negative tendencies are they burn out or they get angry and explode on people. And then you have the vata type. The vata type of person is tall, thin, wiry, light, creative, always in motion, kind of like an energizer bunny. And I didn't explain kapha well. A kapha person is strong, sturdy, loyal, of the earth. They're one thing at a time, but typically they're that tortoise who crosses the finish line because they are that loyal, dedicated person. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to the doshas, part of your job, my job, is to just show people what they are and forgive themselves for who they are. Because the world seems to want everyone to be a pitta. That's what we're admiring on social media and all that, is the certain type of hustler who's willing to burn the candle at both ends and burn themselves up in the process. We're also admiring the vata, the thin, wiry bodies, as if there's an ideal. All of us are beautiful. And so it's really fascinating because when you go through and look at the dosha, to bring them into balance with food, to bring them into balance with sleep, really there's a circadian rhythm that applies to all of us. Mm-hmm. I teach everyone light breakfast, big lunch, light dinner. Lunch should be between 10 and 2. That's when the sun is the highest in the sky. And we call that the pitta time of day. So because it's that pitta time of day, you have the most energy to transmute, transform, and digest your meals. So if you can have those raw foods or that bigger meal at lunch, you're going to absorb the nutrition from that much more. And then dinner, if you can have a lighter dinner and cut that by 7, finish dinner by 7, then you have 3 hours to digest it. And ideally you sleep by 10, because again, 10 to 2 is pitta time. And that's your best time to clear inflammation, clear the lymphatic system, and support yourself for a healthier tomorrow. And so I teach about inflammation a lot, and I'm telling everyone, look, you have to sleep well, or you're never going to clear that inflammation out of the body. You're not supporting the body for its own rejuvenation. And then you're taking turmeric all day, but you didn't get the good sleep for the nighttime support. So I try to give them the whole picture.
What kind, I'm sure people are interested, what kind of diet are you on?
Good question. I am a vegetarian by birth. Uh-huh. So my parents were vegetarian. And in India, I'd say half the country is probably vegetarian, half is not. I am a gluten-free person because I've learned that gluten is horrible for me. It just wreaks havoc on my system. Mm-hmm. In my ideal world, I'm also vegan because dairy-free also makes my system much happier. It's leaner, cleaner, and everything on dairy-free. But I happen to love cheese and nachos. So there's quite a friction there. There's a big friction. And so, So I'm very conscious about what I do. Like on my 80%, I'm healthy, clean, and good. And 20%, if I'm going out for dinner or it's been a horrible day, I get to have nachos or I get to have penne alla vodka gluten-free at a restaurant. So that's my medium ground. And I drink wine occasionally, maybe once a week, and that's it. I am reading more and more about how alcohol is just horrible for the brain. Mm-hmm. And so I'm willing to cut that down further to twice a month. But gluten-free is a law for me, whether I travel or I'm in town. I'm vegetarian anyways. I do encourage my clients, if they want to be pescatarian or eat white meats, please do. But really honor what your digestive fire and digestion can handle. Because otherwise, we're going to create inflammation, toxins in the system, and that creates disease. And then we have to deal with it.
So what I heard was 20% of your diet is nachos and cheese.
I wish. I wish. No, I'd say like 5%. I'm going through a season that's way too hard in my life, maybe 10%.
it's good for people to know that as much as you're going to be strict on a diet, you can be strict to a percentage. Instead of 100%, 80%, 90%, whatever's going to work best for you. So you can still have those fun tastes that you really like, knowing the consequences you're going to get from them.
Exactly. And just, I try to tell everyone, this is life we're living, and life is short. You have to enjoy it. But let's find a lot of joys outside of food so that we're not just leaning on food for joy. because that's where we have these issues. If food is the only crutch when you're tired, exhausted, emotional, whatever the issues mm-hmm. are, that's where, you know, that pile up happens. But if you did self-care all day, and if your cup was full, then food is not where you're going to lean to feel better. You'll lean on self-care. You'll go out in nature. You'll move your body because you'll know intuitively what you need.
That is great. All right. How do people get a hold of you?
Sure. I have two websites, ShivaniGupta.com and FusionaryFormulas.com. So those are two great places. I spend mm-hmm. a lot of time on Instagram and Facebook because I enjoy them. So I'm at Dr.ShivaniGupta, and we're on there as Fusionary Formulas as well on the two platforms.
All right. And that's Shivani, ShivaniGupta for Gupta. And you can just type that in.com. If you haven't gotten a chance, because this is obviously over podcast, take a look. You can see she's got a smiling face on her on every single picture. When you look on her website, everything just looks nice and fresh on there. And it's definitely inviting. And this is a great way to change your life doing something other than the modern American type of treatments.
For sure. Thank you.
All right. Do you have a phone number they can reach you at in case they want to call?
844-64-FUSIONARY is the 800 number for Fusionary. And okay. I answer it because I like to know what everybody needs and I like to help them personally. So that reaches me.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for being on the show. I've learned a lot, and I'm sure anybody that's listening is going to learn quite a bit as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. And again, this is Dr. Jason Alvian, and you've listened to Structurally Sound.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.